views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Global Galactic Actions for a New Earth. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm so excited to have this show today because we have a very, very hot topic that is all over the news, and we're going to talk about sex, we're going to talk about scandal, we're going to talk about pleasure, we're going to talk about intimacy, and it's going to be an amazing conversation, an open conversation that is inviting healing, wisdom, and all kinds of insight, and hoping that this show will assist you on your path to healing. So I help people, I coach people, I mentor people into their empowerment, and I help people move into their own self-healing template. And my very special guest today, Sasha Fossa, is here with me, and I've had the privilege of coaching Sasha as well. And Sasha is also a coach as well, and she is doing amazing work in the world, which is desperately needed. And so, Sasha, welcome to the show again, and why don't you tell our audience what it is that you do?
Sure. Welcome. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm a sex, intimacy, and relationship coach and educator, and I combine holistic healing arts and tantra as a holistic healing art as part of my package of how to bring more sexual wholeness and awareness to people, whether they're partnered or not. I work through phone, for virtual sessions, as well as in person. And I do energy and body work when we're in person, or energy work through virtual sessions, because what's different about me from a traditional therapist is I do include these healing arts to help to change the energy and whatever has been held in the body with trauma and experiences that have happened sexually and otherwise.
So that's wonderful. And that work is definitely needed, as we're seeing in the world today. So that was part of the reason why I wanted to have you back on. And we just recently found out that Matt Lawyer and so many others in the past had gotten fired, terminated, or outed, if you will, because of sexual misconduct in the workplace, sexual abuse. All kinds of things are coming out to the surface right now. And the recent viral post that one woman identified with publicly that had created a mass healing now for all the abused women and men that have been caught in this vicious cycle of sexual abuse, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why we're here today, Sasha, to talk about this subject so that we can shed some light on this abuse cycle and what it does to what it does for us, what it does for our physical bodies, what it does for our relationships. And I just want to say the situation, like with Matt, for instance, it has created an outrage really for women out there who have had been abused, who've been abused and who've been in the workplace environment and have been subject to having this kind of behavior go on. And this is something that's happened to me also. Like 20 years ago, I was working for this company, a very well-known company, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I too was a victim in that kind of a circumstance where someone was coming on to me and basically asked me to for sexual favors. And if I complied, that I would receive promotion. I would receive a promotion. So this has been going on for a long, long time. And now is the time where all of these things are coming out to the surface. And it's coming out to the surface so that we can heal. And that we can shed light on what this has been about. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I feel very grateful for the changes that are happening and for the outrage and for so many speaking up to change the collective.
Yeah, because so many people can identify with this type of abuse that has happened, you know, as a child. I also had to overcame sexual abuse. And I bet that a lot of the people that are the perpetrators now out there today, if we ask them, were they sexually abused as a child? I bet that their answer would be yes. Mm-hmm. What do you say about that?
The cycle of abuse, whether it's physical or sexual or emotional, psychological, there's more and more research that it gets passed down generation to generation. It's learned behavior, and there's also experiences where there's new research of if your mother was raped and had trauma, you're more likely to experience that in this lifetime, especially if it's been unhealed. If the story wasn't brought out, if there wasn't some closure and some part of some healing that happened for her.
Right. Because back then, all of that type of behavior was happening behind closed doors until now. And that's what's so great about this time period now, because it's all coming out for healing. No more emotional suppression in the body, no more of that kind of behavior going on out in the workplace, because it's not just in Hollywood, it's happening here in our local communities where people are subject to that on a continuous basis, that people have been exposed to that kind of behavior, and it's all happening so we can heal, collectively heal from the past and break the cycle, right?
Absolutely. My first job was at 13 working at a local store, and was experiencing, you know, hand on my butt and all kinds of really inappropriate behavior by the owner. And there wasn't even a sexual harassment, the Anita Hill case hadn't happened, wasn't a word for it, wasn't talked about. I thought it was somehow normal and put up with it. And it was so amazing when there was suddenly a whole movement back then that did start to change things. And I had an understanding of that not being normal. And it was empowering to know that it was something that was happening that needed to change. And it was the same with my experience with the concept of date rape. We didn't have a word for date rape back then, and that my first sexual experience was a date rape, and it wasn't until many years later so I think, again, with what's coming out for the collective gives hope to those that don't have a framework or an understanding of what's taken place. And it's so prevalent through the whole culture, through the whole world in many ways, that the more it's talked about, instead of staying behind closed doors and as a shameful secret, the the more empowering and healing it is for all of us.
And part of this is also the reason why it's happening, because in our new world, the new world that we're creating, we're just not tolerating behavior like this any longer. We're not going to allow our children to be molested anymore today. And we're also helping our parents and our ancestors heal from that type of energy that has been going on for decades, that's now coming on for coming up for collective healing, right?
Yes, which makes it so exciting to see and to feel that powerful shift on the planet.
It is.
It's a big healing, especially for the feminine. It's an empowerment for both and healing for both, but I think especially for the feminine at this time, that with having been in a patriarchal culture as long as we have been, there's a big shift happening to bring more of a partnership model to this planet.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have had to clean up, if you will, for the patriarchal system for so long. And we've been undervalued, underpaid, underappreciated. And that's part of the healing that's now also happening through this, because it's giving women the power to say no more, right?
Yes.
No more.
Yes.
So this is also another reason why this is such a powerful time for us to heal, for us to have compassion, for us to have the power of our voice, claim the power of our voice, and make changes so that we can build a better world.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we don't claim our sexual power, our personal sexual power, someone else will take it.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing when you start to make those shifts of understanding more what that actually means and how to take back your body and heal the previous experiences and how to express yourself in ways that really start to shift you to feeling like you're not the victim any longer.
And the beautiful thing that it does happen for all of us that have been abused in the past, we can experience the healing. We can become engaged in our bodies again, and we can use our bodies as our pleasure vehicles again. And we're gonna talk more about this when we come back from break.
Great.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I have with me my very special guest, Sasha, and we're talking about how to end this vicious cycle of sexual abuse, money, power, and manipulation, and how we can heal from all of the scandals, the sexual scandal that's going on right now out in the world, and take our power back. And so one of the things that we were talking about is the shame, Sasha, that is coming up for the collective right now, the shame around sexuality and the anger that's coming up and the suppression that's coming up, and how long this has been going on for a long time about the shame around our sexuality. Right. And I'm sure that you experience that a lot with clients and with people, where people feel ashamed to experience their sexuality in full bloom.
Absolutely. And I continue to, I have my clients fill out a pretty extensive questionnaire, usually, especially if they're coming in person. Mm-hmm. And how many times, especially with women, do I get a story that of something just horrific that's happened in their past that they've never shared with anyone, that they're that ashamed of some, it could be a violent rape or some type of abuse, but something that's happened, you know, big, small, medium, however we look at it, but it's something that's deeply traumatic, physically, emotionally, mentally, it affects their whole life. And here they're only able to share it in this one place because they carry so much shame. And I cry when I read it because the lack of support they've had then in the healing of the experience. And I'm also overwhelmed with gratitude that they're willing to come to me to share what's happened so that we can bring her voice out or his voice out and the empowerment piece to healing the trauma. Because it doesn't just go away by burying it, as we know.
No, because when we're burying it, when we're suppressing it in the emotion in the body, suppressing emotion in the body causes physical disease. And so I've worked with a lot of clients, for instance, that have had cervical cancer, or that have had prostate cancer, or different where pretty much the emotion was suppressed in that particular organ, which is all part of that whole shame piece. And that's why it's so important not to bring all of this out now. And when we are looking at this whole thing that's going on with the collective, like with the scandals that's happening out there, you know, we can feel outraged by it at one point, and then at the other side, we can embrace what's happening because of the change that's taking place. I remember when Bill Cosby was, when that story first broke, and you know, he never owned up. He never owned up anything. He was in full denial over it. And that's another piece, I think, taking ownership for what has happened in the past. And that's one thing that I have to say for Matt that I really appreciate. He was the anchor of the NBC News, Matt Lawyer, and he got terminated for sexual misconduct. And but he did make a public apology to the women that he has hurt, to by his words, by his actions, and by his deeds, and the harm that has caused. So that is already a huge step when people take ownership, when people say, yes, I am sorry. And when I look at Matt and I look at maybe people that are sex offenders or people that are the abusers, again, I ask myself, were they abused as a child? Because children learn what they live, right? And most of them either were abused or they were witnessing an abuser, and they started emulating that. And that's why this is such a great time, because it's coming up for us to heal this collectively. And at the same time, we're also feeling all of this energy as empaths, as sensitives. So this is all happening in the collective for healing, right?
Absolutely. Couldn't be a better time for this all to be shaking out and coming up for this level of exposure. And I think this larger awareness that we're having of how vulnerability is the new strength.
Yes.
And that's a big shift for us in this culture. Mm-hmm. But it's really a very powerful place of, like you said, with Matt getting vulnerable and actually owning his part in the of what he's brought into these women's lives and the experiences. We have to claim the shadow and the light of everything, right? To be whole.
Yes. Yes. And the shame is an emotional core wound. The shame is an emotional core wound, as is the victim. And so now all of these victims are coming forward to claim their power. And how is it that we claim our power in all of it? Is we talk about it. We acknowledge it. And we release the old suppressed energy and let it go. And then sometimes the trauma is so deep that it requires somebody like you to really help people move deeper into what that experience was about for them, so that they can bring their bodies back into harmony. Would you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I'd love to. Besides the energy and body work of different healing arts like Reiki and polarity and unlimited body, access consciousness, these are all modalities that I use. There is also the sexual healing work of Tantra. And that's a very interesting modality at this point, because there has been a lot of misuse of the sexual energy in those realms. And you want to be really careful of who you're choosing as a teacher or someone to work with. And there is a lot out there on the internet of, you can choose sexual healers that will do hands-on internal genital massage as part of their work. I don't do that because I'm a legal business and I choose to keep my practice that way. But there is a real need for touch and healing of where the trauma happened, like you said, when it's held in an organ like the prostate. And so what I do with that is with clients to teach own healing practices that they go home and do with the home play program. So they don't get naked in my office. They get naked in their own bedroom. Or if they have a partner, I teach their partner as well
how to do these healing practices. And for some, that is, it takes a long time to get to that level of going into an internal genital healing practice. So even just placing hands lightly on your genitals and your heart when you go to sleep at night, just very simple things that you can start to do to move more energy in the body for healing rather than just the story always coming up. We need to find different ways to move the energy in the body to release where the trauma and the anger and the pain is in that core victimized place, so that we get that sense of being in control of our own bodies. And when we let the shame and all of the crap out, we can fill up with pleasure. And that's where I really teach as well, is especially for women, pleasure is an essential nutrient we are starved for. And it is so important to have more pleasure in your life so that your body feels filled up, so that you're able to feel like you're empowered and that you have everything that you need in that wholeness of grace and beauty. And yeah, just being filled up is a powerful place to be.
I think that's really beautiful, and that's where we want to go. I know for me, when I was celibate for 10 years, and I as a self-healer and working on my own healing, I really chose not to have any sexual energy, any relations for 10 years. And that was really by choice, so that I could heal. And it took a while to release some of the trauma and to let go of the shame and to let go of the victim consciousness and to let go of all of these old energies. Because like you said, it's hard for women to take pleasure. We're more apt, or we've been more trained to take pain than anything. Mm-hmm. And then to actually make room and make time for pleasure, that was a hard part for me in the beginning, because I felt like the first thing that I really needed to do is work on the traumas. Mm-hmm. And once I started addressing some of those traumas, then I was able to, it just felt like, again, the layers, the onion, felt like the layers were coming off. And it was about 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, 3 to 5 years ago, I had a radio show, and I had a sex therapist with us, and she had us sit in front of the mirror and be naked.
Yes.
And I remember at that time that she had us do this for like a call to action for like the week, and then the next week when she came back, how did it go? And so we had to sit in front of the mirror naked and just sit with our bodies. And just that practice alone was really hard to do. Because there's so much acceptance and there's so much shame that we have around our bodies being naked, our sensuality, our sexuality, all of these things. But and I think it happens in layers. Wouldn't you say that the trauma, the desire to want to get intimate with your body again, the healing from your past, wouldn't you say that this all happens in stages?
It's stages, and it's, you know, layers in the body of where the trauma is stored in the tissue, especially in the yoni, the pussy or vagina internally, or in a man anally. There's just this tissue holds so much from our experiences in this lifetime, even going back to potty training being shamed for many of us as an experience. So to even know that if you're not ready to actually receive any type of hands-on healing like that, if you're sexually active, trauma can come up at any time out of the body. And so to be so gentle and loving and accepting of yourself, and having your partner be aware of what could come up, it's like Pandora's box. And having a place for being seen and allowing the the story that come out, the energy, the experience itself, once it's actually out of the body, it's amazing because it's like it's really gone. You might have some memory, but it's not really, it doesn't trigger you. It's not like, it's like an old story,
yeah.
You know, that it doesn't have a feeling or a grasp on you physically any longer.
Because when you've healed it, you've really healed it. And that's part of this discussion. That's part of the discussion for healing our shame, healing the abuse, because it's almost like it was another lifetime ago.
Yes.
And in a sense, it is another lifetime ago, because that's part of our evolution right now on the planet, is we're not able to identify. Once the pain is gone from our past, no matter what our story is of abuse, of dysfunctional childhoods, of alcoholism, of whatever it is, once you've moved into healing, really moved into healing, and healed the emotional body, changed your beliefs, once you've moved into that, it really assists you with being more empowered in your life and creating your life on purpose, not based on a story of the victim that you were in the past, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back and we'll continue this discussion. Thank you, Sasha. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to FullSpectrumFinance.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everyone. everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm Cornelia, and I'm with Sasha. And we are talking about the sexual abuse, sexual scandal that's going on in the world right now that's asking for all of us to take responsibility for our voice, our power, our authority. And before we went to break, I was asking Sasha, was she abused as a child? And tell us about what was going on in your upbringing, Sasha.
So my upbringing was, there was a lot of drinking and instability in my family and chaos. And there was always yelling going on. And I had one parent that was amazing and the other that was really abusive. And so there was always a confusion going on about experiencing the light and dark of these two different personalities. And they were both very strong personalities. And definitely it was interesting because the first time I ever French kissed a boy on like a half day off of school, and I was, you know, maybe 12 or 13. When you know, the body doesn't lie about trauma. And for some reason, I felt like I was going to throw up. And it wasn't a bad kisser. It was nothing going on that was upsetting. I liked this boy, but I had to leave where I was and go home. And I felt sick for like an entire day. And it wasn't until much later that as I was practicing Tantra and starting to open up my body more, that I started to have flashbacks of being in my crib or very, very young. Yeah. And having experiences that,
I didn't get that, Sasha.
So I was having flashbacks of.
The audio isn't working. I don't think it's you. Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay. Now I can hear
you. Back.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I was having flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yep. To being abused as a baby. With, you know, something orally in my mouth, that type of thing. So the body responded the first time I kissed someone. And without the tools of how to understand that, most of my sexual experiences after that involved drinking to negate any of what was coming up that I had no framework for as to what the anxiety and extreme panic over a sexual normal, what would seem a normal sexual experience as an adolescent. So then I created an experience later of, with drinking, and, I was saying no clearly over and over again, but it was an experience of, I had agreed to walk down the beach with this boy and to make out with him. And when that turned into sex when I was a virgin, and I was saying no, and I found out later that other boys heard that were on the beach, heard me saying no, they heard me yelling and did nothing. And I buried that experience until I was actually in college, and suddenly I was having these very wonderful relationships with young women that they had all had these experiences, and we were able to talk about it. I had been in therapy, and the therapists were always saying, well, all your symptoms are classic to someone that's had sexual abuse. And I was just like, nope, not me. Right. None that I know of. You know, I was so locked down, and it wasn't until I explored Tantra much later, which I had very extreme experiences of light, the light and dark of the Tantra world as well, which is why I caution everybody in terms of whatever type of coach or healer or wherever you're going in terms of your sexual healing work, you've really got to pay attention to taking care of yourself and knowing that you're your best healer. And that your body can guide you, and you go in your own pace, and you just have to trust that you really know what's best, and to allow yourself to unfold, right? Not to go too fast, not to try to manipulate or take in tools or do things that don't actually work for you.
in the slowness that you need, right? If you need time to be celibate, do that too. I did that at one point as well. It was profound. It was an amazing experience to take that time and to go deeper into what needed to be healed in that way.
Yes, that was a really wonderful time for me of not having any sexual, because also, you know, there's so much about this subject that we can talk about. I want to make sure that we get to that. You have some time to talk about what is Tantra, because you're also offering a free Tantra course for all the listeners today. Tell everybody where they can get it.
Great. So I have just a little mini video that I can send to listeners. We'll post it on the Facebook. And I also have regular videos that you can find through my website. And it links to my website is sacredtemplearts.com. And I've been posting courses on the Bon Bon Network, which is another platform that has a bunch of my free videos up. And some of them are really extensive. So I offer all of that.
What is it called? The Bon Bon Network?
Yep. BonBonNetwork.com. Okay. Yep. And again, everything you can find on my website or where we do the Facebook post, my information will be there. So I have a little video for everyone that's just an intro to Tantra. But I also offer free consultations, and you can sign up on my website, and I'm happy to answer any questions about how I can help you in your sexual healing or empowerment, or any questions in terms of sex education that you may need or desire more of, or anything about Tantra.
Yes, and I want to get more into Tantra here in a little bit. But also, Sasha, would you mind giving a moment to tell our listeners about some of the coaching that you and I did together and what that was like for you and how that helped you? Because you're obviously an amazing coach, and sometimes we need help, right? We all need help. And so how did coaching with me help you on your path?
Yes, thank you. My experience with Cornelia was during a time when I found myself in another abusive relationship and was feeling so much shame about that I just, here I was, I thought it was actually the best relationship I'd ever had. I thought my life was at like the best point possible. And then it turned out that he was lying to me. There was just so much emotional and psychological abuse that was replaying from my childhood. Once again, same tape, different person. And I was like, how is this happening? And so I reached out to Cornelia. She was recommended from another dear friend of mine. I knew that therapy wasn't something that I was going back to. Traditional therapy wasn't where it was at for me. I have lots of personal body workers and healers, you know, so I just knew I needed something really different. And the energy that you brought to the empowerment piece, a lot of your practices, as you know, I share in my sessions with clients and point them to you as well for different pieces that they need. And you just really held me accountable for showing up. And there was I didn't feel ashamed in anything. There was total acceptance by you and the awareness of just allowing for all the healing that I needed, all the processing with going into the depths and creating a whole new experience from it, right? Rising from the ashes. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying that. Such an honor to have that we had this journey, because that is one of the gifts that I have, is to be able to hold people accountable to be their greatest self, to step into their true authentic power so that you can deliver your gifts to the world and help the people that you're going to be helping. And it's just wonderful how it's all working out. I started this show October 23rd. And since then, I strategically placed it to where the people that I've coached and mentored that are doing amazing things in the world, that are game changers, influencers, healers, holistic practitioners, coaches, having them on and showcasing them is one of my joys. And so it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. I look forward to having you on again. And we're going to take a quick break. And before we go to break, I want to tell everybody, we're going to be playing the commercial that NBC aired, I think it was today, when they talked about the story about Matt Lyer. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm Cornelia Stephanie. And at the break, we were just watching the commercial of the NBC team talk about the devastation that took place with Matt Lyer. And I just want to send my compassion and my love and my appreciation to the team, to Matt, to the people that have been victims, to everyone that is affected by this, and know that this is all part of our collective healing. And while this may be a devastating piece for a lot of people that are now processing this, it's also necessary for us to really feel to heal this collective drama that has been hanging over our heads for decades. Wouldn't you agree, Sasha?
Absolutely. Beautifully put.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So before we went to break, we were talking about what is Tantra. Can you give us a quick, brief description? What is Tantra?
Sure. So Tantra is so big that it means very challenging. It's an entire philosophy and spiritual path. There's ancient Tantra, modern Tantra. So to give a brief description is very challenging, but I would say that the neo-Tantra path that I have very much focused on in terms of a means of sexual healing is mainly about bringing more consciousness to sex, to your sexuality, to lovemaking. So it's conscious partnership, conscious loving, just bringing more consciousness and awareness, which clearly is absolutely needed. So to learn Tantra, especially the way I teach it, you don't have to choose some type of new woo-woo, you know, practices or experiences or change any of your beliefs. I simply provide practices that will work for you and what you need. I customize to all my clients, specifically, of course, what they need. And so I customize the practices to help you to heal and to have more consciousness in your body around your sexual energy, right? This comes down to people abusing their own sexual energy by directing it at someone that isn't wanting it, right?
Right.
And so when do you, you know, you learn how to not be a sexual vampire, but to be a sexual master of your energy and to use it for healing yourself, others, and the planet rather than perpetrating more problems with power over someone.
Yes. Yeah. So, and if more people had this type of education and this type of awareness about their bodies, what they're releasing, what they're letting go of, about the pleasure principles that you teach, then a lot of these things that are going on out there would already dissolve. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, the sex education in this country is terrible and lacking in everything. But what about relationship? Just simple relationship education of how to respect each other, how to run your own sexual energy in great ways and use it and play with it. Don't put it on somebody else that isn't wanting it, that's not giving you clear yes to wanting to receive and play with that energy. So yeah. To really become more conscious in all of our experiences sexually and otherwise is what we need to do, right?
Yeah. And why is it so important to the body? Really quick, Sasha. Why is it so important to the body to have the pleasure?
To experience the pleasure? Pleasure is what gives us, you know, reason to be here and to enjoy living in human bodies is my experience, right? It's what's natural to us if we're not, it's like a child playing. And as adults, we've forgotten to play. We've forgotten to have pleasure. We've become human doers instead of beings. So pleasure brings ease, joy, relaxation, better health, everything back to your life if you have more pleasure.
I wonder if people, if this is the paradigm shift to choose pleasure first before anything else, right?
Yes. That's,
I mean, people don't think that way, but that's what we want to do. We want to shift the paradigm. So Sasha, one more time, how can people get a hold of your free Tantra course that you're offering for everyone?
Great. Sacred Temple Arts is my business, sacredtemplearts.com. Go to my website. You can sign up for a free consultation and you can send me a message. I'll send you the video. We'll also post it on my Facebook page and with the link to this video.
I'm so glad that you were here today sharing with me in this dynamic conversation and this education about pleasure, sexual abuse, scandal, and all of these things that we are now healing as a collective. It's an honor to have you here. And for anyone that wants to work with me privately, you can reach me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And you can also go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. www.thedrpatshow.com, and there's all my services are listed there. I also have a membership portal that has daily inspirational messages to help people stay positive, to help them ground in practical spirituality from the comfort of their own home. You can try them for free for 7 days. Go to CorneliaStephanieVIP.com, and there is a sample of the daily messages that I provide for my beloved online community, my beloved online tribe. So it's been a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you again soon.
Yeah. Yes. Much love to all. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at CorneliaStephanie.com.